854 at the Big Dog, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM, and Chamber Chat this morning. Tara Lee, welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice to have you here.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes, yeah, and that is a big holiday for many folks.
It is. I think everyone's excited.
Celebrate in moderation, please.
That's right.
Tell me a little bit about your guest from Air Comfort Company this morning.
Very excited to introduce you all to Chris Landgrub. I think I said it wrong after that. Landgrub.
I answer to anything that starts with an L.
Perfect. This is Chris, everyone. He is the operations manager at Air Comfort Heating and Cooling. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah, as we come up on the holidays, you guys, I know last year did this, but again, this year promoting the gift of heat and clean air, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Our favorite time of the year. It's one of the times of the year where we have a great ability to give back to the communities we serve. How the gift of heat and the gift of clean air works is we find a home, a family in need during this holiday time that needs either a new furnace or a new air conditioner.
Okay.
And we provide the equipment and the labor and the installation and the permitting and everything 100% free for a family in need.
Oh, that's so awesome. That is. That's really cool.
Again, we just do it to help. And again, it's our favorite time of the year.
And how do you guys take nominations for that?
Yeah, I was going to say, but that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So nominations, our Facebook page, just Air Comfort. Here in Nebraska, we have a nomination form pinned to the top of that page. So anybody can just go to our Facebook page and click on the link, and it takes them to a SurveyMonkey nomination form. It's a few questions, very quick, very easy. And once we collect all the nominations, we sit down and go through them and find the family and the home that fits the needs the best, and give them a call and say, hey, how would you like a new furnace and air conditioner? And most people are really excited.
I was going to say, but you have tears and all the emotions.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. The crazy thing for me, the first year we did it, I made the phone call to the family that ended up receiving the, ended up being a furnace and air conditioner and air purification system.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I mean, that's what it was. It was an emotional phone call, and I didn't expect it to impact me the way it did. And I'm sitting here, you know, strong guy on the phone, just calling to give great news, and I'm starting to tear up, and she's starting to tear up, and everybody, it's just
very cool.
Yeah, it's very impactful on both sides of the phone.
Yeah, I'll bet, that's for sure. Is there more to this? It says, I'm looking at my notes here, as far as Toys for Tots, you have
another project
coming up on the 14th.
Yeah, another big project we do during the holiday season. We pair up with the United States Marines, and we have Toys for Tots is our cause, in addition to the gift of clean air and the gift of heat during the holiday season. So we were at Walmart 2 weeks ago, and we collected 21 boxes of toys and $930 in cash donations. So
nice.
Far and away our best year. We did an event out in Columbus a couple weeks before that, had a great success.
But wasn't as good as Fremont, though, let's be honest.
Right? Wasn't as good as Fremont, but I also wasn't at the Columbus event, so that might have something to do.
That's the reason right there.
Yeah, Fremont definitely came through. We're pumped to be able to help out so many kids get a little bit of Christmas this year. And we're still collecting toys. I know we've got a box at the chamber office.
Yes, okay. Stop on by.
We have a box at our office on Broad Street, just north of 23rd.
Yep.
Right.
And we are actually, after I'm done here, I'm going to run down to Martini's downtown.
Oh, nice.
They're going to have a box there as well. So
perfect.
Many places you can donate. And if you don't want to do the hard work and do the shopping during the holiday season, you can always swing by or give me a call, and we can figure out, you know, cash donations, stuff like that too.
Yeah, perfect. I like it.
Cool.
Chris Landgrub, our guest this morning from Air Comfort Company. He's the operations manager there. They're trying to just help out here in the Fremont area. How many times have you guys done where you give the furnace or the air conditioner to somebody?
This is our third year.
Third year?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did it a while back, you know, years ago. Yeah. And then it was one of those things that kind of just fell by the wayside. And, you know, 3 years ago we said, hey, we used to do this. We know there's people in need. Let's get back in the habit of doing this. And, this is our third year since we started it back up. So we're pumped.
Yeah, that is. That's quite the deal. Like you said, it gets pretty emotional when you're in somebody's home and you're helping them provide. That's for sure.
Yeah, heat's necessary.
Yeah,
especially
for sure.
you know family, kids, and these are people that wouldn't be able to get it any other way. So we just
And don't forget, as it gets colder, if you have any issues, call Air Comfort. You want to talk a little bit about, I mean, we talked about the amazing things you're doing, but you want to talk a little bit about the business?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always around. We service any residential heating and air conditioning equipment. I know with the, it's a mild winter so far, so not a lot of people have their furnaces top of mind, but we are running a $98 furnace maintenance promotion right now. So that's, you know, we come out, we do a 20-point inspection on the furnace, make sure it's safe to operate all winter and that it will continue to operate all winter. And we do a complimentary indoor air quality check while we're there. So if anybody is wanting to make sure their furnace runs all winter, give us a call. Let's find those little problems now so they don't turn into big problems later.
Yeah, now's the time to do that while the weather's good.
No kidding.
For sure. You know, otherwise, you're calling last minute and Chris
hoping
might be saying, yeah, I can get you next week now.
Never that long, but.
Never that long, no, but.
You're better to do it now.
Tune up now.
Yeah, for sure.
Very good.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you coming in and telling us about the program and the Toys for Tots. You can drop those off. Let's see. You said Martini's Chamber Office.
Air Comfort. Air Comfort. Location.
Yep.
And there was one other, wasn't there? I thought.
We are always looking for more businesses
there we go.
In the Fremont area that would like, because I've got plenty of boxes. And again, we drop them off. We set them up. We pick them up. All you got to do is say, hey, the box is right there. So anybody else that wants one, have them get in contact with me and we'll get it done.
And we are having a contest against the Columbus Chamber. They don't know this, but you know, everything's a contest with me. So we need them at the Fremont Chamber office. So swing on by 128 East 6th Street and bring all those toys because we're taking Columbus down
we're
in this contest.
You down.
There we go.
All right. Well, chamber-wise, what do you have coming up on the schedule?
It's a slow week, obviously, this week with Thanksgiving tomorrow, but we are getting back at it next week. We are at Nebraska Quilt Company downtown for their ribbon cutting on Tuesday, so coming out between 9 and 10. You'll miss out on Mr. Walls and his great jokes because he's out of town, but I'm sure whoever his backup is will be amazing as well, but not quite as amazing. And then Thursday, we're at Dodge County Title for their holiday business after hours. Always amazing. A little bit different time there. It's 4:30 to 6 instead of 4 to 6. So don't come too early, but 4:30 to 6. And then the following day, that Friday, is the Don Peterson Holiday Coffee. And I've been promised mimosas at that. So from 9 to 10 on a Friday, it's great to sneak away and get some mimosas and then go back to the office.
Well, for sure. For sure. All right. Well, thank you.
And of course, you talked about it before with Amy, but come downtown on Saturday for Small Business Saturday and make sure Black Friday you hit up all of our retail people as well.
Yeah. Small Business Saturday will be very busy downtown. That's for sure.
Exciting.